everyone. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're tuning into Township's Daily News Bits. Joining me today is Marianne Pernel, Development Agent Officer for the Town of Dunham, who will be speaking to us about Quebec's first wine house, Maison des Vins de Bromissisquoi. Marianne, thank you so much for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and letting me time to explain the project to everyone in the township.
It's a pleasure. Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about this project and how it got started?
So actually, the project is in the boxes since the early 2000s because for the winemaker, it was really difficult for them to sell their wine outside the vineyard. At the beginning, it was even illegal for them to sell wines. Then they were able to sell their wines only at the vineyard. So the idea was to create a Maison des Vins where they can sell the wine of Dunham vineyards. But the law changed and they were able to sell their wine to restaurants and hotels, so we didn't need this kind of project. Just before the pandemic, one of the employees of the tourist information in Dunham spoke about doing a Maison des Vins because 90% of the people going to the tourist information are asking information about the vineyard. Okay. So it was a good idea to transform the tourist information in something else, more wine and vineyards related. So I took the project in last October.
Okay. And do you have any collaborators helping you make this project possible?
So, of course, for the collaboration, the winemakers are helping us a lot. We had a committee all the winter to work on the concept, on the mission, the vision, the basis for this Maison des Vins. The CLD was also a very great help with the tourist development advisor. And, of course, we had financial support from the government of Quebec and the MRC.
Okay. And what is the goal and mission with Maison des Vins, exactly?
So the mission of the Maison des Vins is to promote and enhance Quebec's wine heritage and showcase Bromissisquoi winemakers. It also inform and educate visitors about the world of wine and invite them to actively participate in the region's viticulture. So it's not really a shop, it's more a touristic information and interpretation center. We just want to develop the curiosity of the visitor because the main goal will be for them to visit the vineyard. We don't want to be one more thing to take the place of the vineyard. We want to come in parallel with them and to help them, even if they don't really need help, but to speak about the viticulture in Bromissisquoi.
Yeah, you just want to provide them another space where they can showcase their products to the visitors that go to Dunham.
Yes, totally.
Okay. And what will people have the chance to discover? Will they be able to meet with some of these winemakers when they go to Maison des Vins?
So as I said earlier, our main goal and objective is to provide touristic information about the vineyard. So something very specific, I'm working very hard with them to know everything about them. But we really just give to the people, the visitors, a small amount of this knowledge. So they can ask questions when they are going to visit the vineyard. We are going to have some interpretation board with the history of the vineyard of Bromissisquoi, tasting tips and everything else like that.
Okay.
And of course, some winemakers are going to come to the Maison des Vins. We are going to organize some workshops with winemakers and also sommelier.
Okay.
So people can come and taste the wines, but it won't be on a regular basis because we don't want to take the place of the vineyard.
Yes, of course.
It will be in the evening after the closing time of the vineyard.
Okay. And you were mentioning how there will be activities and things held at Maison des Vins. So what type of activities will be offered this summer?
So this summer we are going to offer workshops where people can meet winemakers. So the goal is to take the winemakers out of the vineyards, because during the summer they don't have any time. So we provide them a space when they can speak with people. It's more intimate, and of course people will be able to taste their wine and speak about their wine and their production methods. We are also going to do two workshops with sommeliers. It will be a comparative tasting, like we are going to take four white wines from different vineyards and speak about them. The goal is not to say which one is the better, it's just to taste the difference between the different terroirs, the different soils, the different grape varieties.
Yes.
So it's the kind of activity, and we are also going to be a drop-off point for the picnic basket from La Famille Buvette de Village.
Oh, nice. So this is like a little picnic that people can do?
Yes, because one of the goals of the Route des Vins this year is to promote the picnic in the vineyard.
Okay.
We thought it would be a good idea to have picnic at the Maison des Vins. And also we will be able to tell people where they can buy directly a picnic in the vineyard.
Okay. And how important is this project for the town of Dunham? You know, it's the first wine house in Quebec, so it's quite a significant achievement.
Yes, it's the first wine house in Quebec. It's a very important project for Dunham, which is a city with everything is moving very fast in Dunham. We have a lot of new arrivals, new businesses. So, yes, we have a lot of new citizens, new businesses coming to Dunham. There is a lot of activity, and it's one more thing to show how much the city is dynamic right now.
And Dunham also has a very big wine-producing population, right?
Yes. So, actually, Dunham is a cradle of viticulture.
Yeah.
So Dunham is a cradle of winemaking, wine industry, because we have the first commercial wine yard, Les Côtes d'Ardoise, which was created in the early 80s. And today on our territory, from the 22 vineyards that are on the Route des Vins, we have 8 of them. So Dunham is the center, it's kind of the center of the Route des Vins with all this vineyard and all its activity.
Yes. And where are you located exactly, and when can people pop by? What are your opening hours?
So we are located on the rue principale in Dunham, in the same local than the touristic information. It's 3740 Rue Principale. And until the Labor Day, we are open from 10 to 5 every day. And after Labor Day, only weekends from 10 to 5.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Marianne, about the project that you think would be important for people to know about.
Yes. So unfortunately, we are not able to sell wine or to do tasting during the day because of the reglementation. But we are hoping to do it in the next year because it's just the first year of the project. So we are hoping to add more activities for people.
Okay, so you can't sell wine at the Maison des Vins right now?
No, I can't sell any wine because of the reglementation. I should have a grocery permit. But with a grocery permit, I need to have $5,000 of products which is not alcohol in stock. And our goal is not to create a grocery. So we have to find a way to sell wine. So it's why we're not doing it right now.
Okay. So right now you're more just introducing the producers of the area and doing activities that involve wine at the Maison des Vins.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much, Marianne. I really appreciate it. And thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.